Mara Leverett will be coming to the Shed and ASU Mountain Home on March 7th for our second annual Terry Ware Book Author Lecture Series presentation.
Now, Terry, we were talking before the show started that, because I didn't realize the especially one book that she had written, that it's gone on to become a major motion picture. Will you fill us in about her
correct.
Work?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's her second book called Devil's Knot. The first book is The Boys on the Track, and it covers the potential murder, certainly the death of two teenagers on the railroad track there in Saline County. And it's really never been solved totally, but she's an investigative reporter, an investigative journalist, and she has pursued this in conjunction with one of the moms. And then the second book is Devil's Knot, and that's one that probably more people in this area are familiar with because it was so much in the news, and this is the one that a movie's been made about. It's about the murder of three little boys in West Memphis, Arkansas, and the three young men who were accused and tried for their murder. They were found guilty and served time, although through some strange potential laws and appeals, they are all three out now and not in prison any longer. A lot of interesting detail about how they were handled as individuals and how the trial went and how they were kept separate, and just a lot of interesting details and a lot of information about interviews that were done. And the newest book is All Quiet at Mena, in Mena, Arkansas, a sleepy small town where the planes just would drop in and with no lights on and leave again, where planes were being worked on and not having parts changed and tail numbers changed. A lot of interesting things, curious things that were going on. And a character named Barry Seal, who was flying in and out, he is a main character in the book who was murdered on the streets of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, later. So you've got Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas all in this potential or business of drug smuggling and some gun smuggling. And it's entertaining and yet scary because it's true. This is all nonfiction, and she highly notates and footnotes her books, so they may read like a novel, but they are not.